It's fashion that is definitely driving the destruction of the foot in the modern man. Insurance companies are still having doctors prescribe orthotics as a solution with no exit plan. The toga is actually moving the toes and making a connection from the toes to the brain. It's a very thin einlage with little nubs on it or little points on it, and it stimulates the bottom of your foot so your foot can find the ground, so your muscles and your legs can be activated through the stimulation. There is not a lot of information about stimulation that the bottom of the foot needs to feel. It has to feel feedback, like your fingers would read Braille. A normal modern human's, the bottom of their foot will not really receive any input, any stimulation, any sensory input.
It's also like sometimes I'm stumbling over some books that are calling themselves like healthy feet or strong feet or how to restore your feet. And even on the book cover, there are like hallux valgus on all these classical things. And I think like, okay, this is still popular. And on the other hand, I know, especially women, so many women that are saying like, oh, my feet, they are so ugly and I don't want to show them, don't look at them. And yeah, it's still so common, these like views, about feet and, not the understanding of function of the feet. Yeah. And it's so important, as you mentioned in the beginning, that it's relevant for hips or shoulders or back pain and all these things, and people don't realize. So it's quite sad, but I hope also that this will change slightly into a more effective way. And what I think it's interesting, you mentioned the toga, I don't know in English the pronouncement, toga. Mm-hmm. Toga. Do you maybe want to explain how do you do this with your clients before you go on with the journey?
Sure. The toga is actually moving the toes and making a connection from the toes to the brain. Many people cannot move their toes, lift them, separate them, pull their big toe in immediately to the medial line, to the middle, because their muscles have never been allowed to work. So it would be like if you put yourself, you break your arm and you put yourself in a cast. And never take the cast off, your arm won't work. So with the toga, you just learn how to make your toes work. You learn how to make the connections. You strengthen the muscles. So, for example, you would lift all your toes up and hold them there and try and stretch them back. You would try and spread your toes each far apart so there's space in between all of your toes. You would try and, for example, lift all of your toes and only tap your big toe down or only tap your small toe down. And this is toga. It's exercising the toes. They call it toga instead of yoga because you're stretching the toes. And that's where the name comes from. It's yoga for the toes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
So, yeah.
And it actually does not take that much time. It's like 10 to 15 minutes. Maximum a day, and will really get to big results in a short period.
Yes. Yes. The feet are like, I always say the feet are like dogs that are locked in the house. As soon as you open the door, that dog's going to run out of the house and be so happy, right? So your feet are always locked in the shoes. And as soon as you take them out and start letting them work, they're going to be so happy. So yes, like you said, it comes really quick. The feet want to work for you. They're dying to work for you. So as soon as you release them and you put them in shoes that will allow this, the muscles will come and your pain will start to subside and your body will feel better when the feet feel better. So, that's the benefits of letting your toes move. And the toga you can do while you brush your teeth, while you wash the dishes, while you stand and talk on the phone. So it's super easy to get it in. You don't have to stop and do anything but move your toes.
In the last episode, I just talked to my German listeners to squat while brushing the teeth. And now you are coming and say, like, do toga while you are brushing the teeth. And it's quite funny.
Many things you can do when you brush your teeth.
Yes.
You can brush your teeth like 10 times a day. And
Yeah. Thank you for explaining toga. And you may want to continue your journey, because I know there are some quite special parts to where you are leading to. So I'm quite excited to hear about it.
So let's see. Well, I started doing the foot therapy about 2 years ago, and I popped around trying to figure out what I needed as far as studio space and what I wanted to make people aware of. And we just found a space. I say we, because my husband is the other part of this journey. He is supporting all of this that I'm doing, all the education and all the shoe ordering and everything. And so we found a space about just a year ago. We moved in, and now I have everything I need to do the therapy and to do the gait analysis and to show people how they can strengthen themselves and make themselves feel better. And what I would like to do, so some of the goals for the future are, would be to have a shoe shop, a retail shoe shop here, where people can come in and look at all the different shapes and sizes of barefoot shoes and see the styles and pick shoes that are really healthy for them without having this fear of ordering online something they've never seen or they've never touched or they don't know what it's going to look like. So to take away kind of that anxiety of ordering a product that they've never seen before or have any experience with. And so my big goal is to have a shoe shop where I would have everybody's brands, and people would come in and we would be able to advise them on their shoe shape, on their foot shape.
Yeah.
Because everybody's feet are not shaped the same. So all shoes do not work for there's not one size fits all. So it's very important that you know what your foot shape is so you can put it into the correct shoe that would fit you. And also give them some exercises. I would have the shoe shop in the front and the therapy studio would be in the back. And then I would be giving workshops from time to time. And yeah.
Sounds great.
This is the goal that I'm shooting for, is just to have a retail space where people can come in and see and touch and lose their anxiety and find the right shoe and get the right type of therapy. And
The complete package. Yeah.
It's the complete package. Yeah.
It's quite inspiring.
That's the goal.
Yeah, I saw this with different shoes on Instagram, was really impressed, and different feet shapes. And for the moment, like, I have a daughter, she's like 3 years, and her feet are around 16 centimeters. It's a really, really pain to find some, like, sandals that are not too narrow for the toes, and it's an epic journey to find some sandals for her in this size.
It's really difficult to find barefoot shoes. I think the reason the foot health movement didn't take off in the past is because there was no barefoot shoes, and now there's plenty enough around. There's plenty enough makers that make them. And to find the children's shoes, I mean, I'm sure you know already that the bones don't get solid in the foot until after puberty in a human. So whatever you put on your daughter's feet now, they're still soft and the bones are still getting hard in there. And that will shape them, shape the feet and make it better or worse as they grow. And then once the human animal reaches puberty, then the foot bones are ossified. Everything in there is solid. Everything there is set. And then you go forward from there, hopefully in the right position.
Yeah, exactly.
And So yeah, it is really hard to find these types of shoes. And the reason is because people want to have pointed shoes and shoes with heels. Shoes that look like a foot that are wide in the front for the human Western eye is not aesthetically pleasing. And therefore, the producers of barefoot shoes have a really hard time to sell enough that they can have a shop. There's only a few brands that actually sell enough that they can really have a shop where people can go in and get their shoes. But I would say for 90% of the barefoot shoe producers, that's not the case.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really hard to buy something new. And especially in different cultures, I know some cultures are definitely willing to try new things very quickly, and other cultures are much more hesitant. So they need a little more help. So yeah, that's why I think that it would be really beneficial to have all the choices right in front of you.
Yeah.
I saw this when I was in Prague for the first time. I went into a shoe shop that had all different types of shoe brands, and they were all barefoot shoes. And it was like a dream. But I do have to say, the first time I went in there and saw all of these shoes with the wide fronts, I was very shocked. It was very shocking to see, and my brain had to readjust. And yeah.
Now, yeah, I can imagine.
Now these shoes look normal. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are the goals. Those are the things I'm working on.
It really sounds great.
I think not many people in Europe know who Martha Stewart is.
The name tells me something.
So she's a kind of a celebrity homemaker in the United States, and she does everything that it could possibly done to be a homemaker. And if you're a homemaker, that is cooking and cleaning and gardening and sewing and everything, baking cakes and recipes. And she does everything that covers kind of making the home. And I made a joke one time and I said, hey, there's so much to be done with the feet. There's shoes, there's exercises, there's parks, there's therapy, there's, you know, there's stimulation. There's so many things you can do with the feet. And I said, I guess I need to be the Martha Stewart of feet. Because there's so much one can do with this. There's so many, you know, ways you can add to this kind of therapy. So there are standards that need to be set for shoemaking, for barefoot trails, hiking in nature, for standards for therapy, standards for education. I mean, there's just so much that needs to be done.
It's quite interesting that you know all these things, like Barefoot Academy and like Lee Saxby, but also I mean, you know, things I was also, or I am interested too, and now I'm facing completely new things, like podiatrists from America, or everything else you mentioned, like the insoles with the stimulation, and I don't know these things, so I will check them definitely out and we'll put them in the text of the talk. So it's quite interesting. I think this will help some therapists and trainers out there who are listening, because I think mainly these people are listening because of feet, and so I think this will help. It's great. And the shop idea, it's really, I was also thinking like, it would be a dream to have this shop, like the shop, like you mentioned, with mixed shoes and brands and training. And I'm really excited where this will lead to, what you are, building up there.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. I want to have everybody's products there. I want to have the Mobo. I want to have the Blackboard. I want to have the Boso, pads. I want to have the little Eagles, and I want to have the Zero. Xerox rock mat and like the shatiki mats. I mean, I build a stimulation parkour in my studio, and I make my clients walk over all of these textured things, and I want to see the reaction in their face, in their shoulders, in their neck, in their back. And when I make them walk on these different textures, I can tell really that they need stimulation. Not only do they need toga and the right shoes, but they also need the stimulation. And so this type of barefoot parkour is a stimulation sensory input parkour that I have a lot of toys that I drag around from my workshops and my therapy. But those toys, even though they cause me like a lot of suitcases and packing, they're so important to getting the message of not only exercising, but stimulation. So that's why, you know, I'm willing to drag my toys around with me.
Yeah, totally, totally understand. Are you also educating trainer and therapist?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am. I'm for the Swiss Academy of Fitness and Sports. Mm-hmm. They certify people in Switzerland that want to become trainers or work in group fitness. Like they do the Les Mills certifications if you want to work in a gym and do all of this. And I'm their barefoot training, Weiterbildung person. So once a year, you know, they offer all these extra courses about nutrition and muscle building, and I do their education. And I also work for the ASVC. That's the sports verein for the universities. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a rowing instructor for them. I'm a rowing instructor, Rudern. So I work for them as a rowing instructor, and also now I do some of their workshops for the barefoot training. And I teach mostly, I would say that my education is really geared for the consumer. It's not geared for the physical therapist or the trainer. The information is there. And then I would suggest like getting a further education, you know, someone like I mentioned Dr. Splickle or someone that works with fascia, like whatever your specialty is, or, you know, or if you're looking at someone.
You mentioned the uneven grounds or these things. You may want to go a bit deeper in this, or?
Yeah, sure. So one thing that I really impress upon people that want to get their feet back in order is going barefoot on safe, natural earth. So that means going in the forest or going in nature, wherever you can be, making sure that there is a safe, kind of trash-free, groomed area where you're not stepping on anything that's really had a barefoot, that they would feel more comfortable in their body as they're getting the sensation. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for the explanation. This time I missed to record, but
we can save that for next time. How's that? We can do like the whole, we can do another, you know, 15 minutes about, you know, beginning barefoot posture and the corrections and the tips and tricks. How's that?
And like, you mean a short episode in the future?
We can do a short episode in the future.
Yeah, how's we that? Can do that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, Georgette, we had some small issues, but I think the listeners already took so many inspirations. And for me, just to summarize all these things you mentioned, I imagine you are doing in your coaching like stimulation exercises, going outside barefoot in a safe area, and recommending barefoot or functional shoes depending on the foot shape, and all these small things like toga and adding it to completely like a feet fitness program. And it's quite interesting. So if anybody outside and listening wants to find you, or maybe get some inspiration, or like take part in your courses in Switzerland, how can they find you? And you may tell us some final words.
Well, I'm not hiding. I'm here for everybody. You can find me through the website. That's Petty Power pettypower.ch, pettypower.ch. And I'm also on Instagram at pettypower. And you can find me this way. And if you're having problems with your feet and you're not satisfied with the answers you've been getting and you're still in orthotics, I'm happy to help you understand what you can do. And I'm happy to help put together a program for you and your specific problems and try and make your feet feel better so your body feels better on top of it.
Yeah, great words. So I hope you enjoyed this and learned something about feet, and maybe the next English podcast won't be about feet. some different topics. Okay, Georgette, thank you for being here and tell us your story of Petty Power. And I also will link the quite good PDFs you created, the Petty Power workbook. And I think this will help too. Thank you.
Great.
Enjoy the
Thanks
day.
Thanks for having me. It was really nice to be on your podcast.
Yes. Okay, then. Okay. See you soon. Hear you soon.
See you soon. Take care. Bye.